93.9 WKYS Easy Street alongside Kelson Urban and
Former. I'm here.
That's right. And Peter Thomas, Real Housewives ATL.
That's what's up.
What's happening?
Hey, I'm good. I'm in your beautiful city.
Welcome to DMV.
Oh, it's beautiful. What is this, Maryland I'm in? This is Maryland right here.
Yeah, Maryland, yes. Okay, but cool, two blocks that way, you're in D.C.
All right.
It's your first time here?
I think it definitely is in Maryland. Okay. You know, I used to come to D.C. back in the 80s when it was crazy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, like, I came back, like, a month ago, and a wow.
Uh-huh.
Different, huh?
Massive change,
come back
yeah.
next week, and it'll be different again because right. the city is changing yeah. tremendously.
You know, I see folks walking down the street, all colors.
Yeah. Things that change,
yeah,
man.
It's a beautiful thing.
We got to know you on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Do you think the cameras portrayed you as the real Peter Thomas, as, you know, who he really is?
Well, I mean, this is we just finished our, you guys just finished watching the third season.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you said if it portrayed me being the real Peter Thomas, I think the first season, you know, like they kind of caught me in the middle of me losing my business after the recession,
mm-hmm.
You know, and at the same time I was getting, you know, we were getting married and things was happening that I didn't know about. And, you know, like, most of the time when the camera folks come around, you know, it's a reality show, so they're going to get part of our life,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? So just that it, when I look back at it after we taped that season, it seemed like I was angry all the time.
Yeah, the bad guy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but, you know, like, I was going through some things, you know?
Right.
Like, I was 49 years old and, you know, like, just came out of the first recession that I known, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just lost a business that I put $700,000 of my earning into. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? So I was, you know, it was nothing for me to be happy about, mm-hmm. you know, and they capture that.
You have any say at all about what
no,
gets put
well,
on the show?
You know what? After you do these things, like, again, this is, we just finished doing our
season
third year and
yeah.
we're going into our fourth year. But after you do it the first year and the second year and you look back at it, then you notice that you have to start editing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you
do
don't.
That every day here,
yeah.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? Because if you don't edit yourself, then you can't be mad because they're there to capture your life. You know what I'm saying? And don't give them what you can't live with.
What's your relationship with Cynthia's family now? Because we've seen in prior episodes, you know, the tension when you guys got married, a little tension
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
Are things better now?
Well, I mean, you know, like, we old dogs and we kind of set in our ways. You
uh-huh.
know what I'm saying? You know, I married Cynthia and, mm-hmm. you know, like, part of being
But the family
to
comes too, right?
Yeah, part of being married to her, you know, her family is different than my family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, she don't have to really, you know, interact with my family on the basis that I have to interact with her family. You know, they're much closer. It's like, you know, two girls, one brother, and, you know, their mom. I have seven sisters and four brothers, and we're all over the country.
Right.
So I don't really get to see them as much as she's into her people. You know, so it was new for me, you know, like the way they bounce off of each other.
Right.
You know, but, you know, like, as far as I'm concerned, it really didn't have nothing to do with me. I got married with her. So if they have a problem, then she has to deal with that problem. It isn't my problem.
Boogie the Great on Instagram asks, did Peter give his wife back the money he borrowed to open the bar?
Well, you know, I didn't really borrow any money from my wife. And I know it came off like that. Is that, you know, we got together and we said we were doing this business and she made an investment. It wasn't a loan. But, yeah, I think I'll probably pay that back probably 10 times over. Yeah, if that's what you really want to know, brother.
Now, we've seen on the show that the whole situation between Kenya and Walter.
Yeah.
Are you guys still cool now?
With who?
With Walter.
I see Walter every now and then. You know, mm-hmm. He stopped by my bar, you
mm-hmm.
know, probably once a month. You know, Walter's Walter. He's doing Walter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Kenya's, you know, she was
crazy.
She was never a friend of mine. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, and I don't have to interact with her at all.
Right.
You know, thank God for that. You know, but, I mean, those girls, you know, the six girls on the show, and they have to interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The one that I speak to the most is probably Nene. Because her and Cynthia is actually friends
right.
off camera.
Love Nene.
Yeah, and, you know, they talk probably 10, 15 times a day. So usually when we do social gathering,
mm-hmm.
when, like, we just finished doing upfronts in New York where
mm-hmm.
all the shows on Bravo was there. And, you know, that's who I vibe with because, you know, I could relate to her.
So it's safe to say that outside of your wife, NeNe is your favorite housewife.
Without a doubt. I think NeNe is the franchise of the whole housewife franchise. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, she's really quick. She's a street girl and she gets it. You know, she's doing big things. She showed that you could be on the pole at 1 minute and then, you know, 5 years, 6 years later, you know, you could be in a situation where you're making a couple of $1 million a year. That's gangster to me. You know what I'm saying? She's doing it.
How do you feel this newfound fame wherever you go? That's Peter Thomas from Real Housewives. That's Peter.
It is different. You know, like I raised in the music industry and everyone in the industry know who I was, for who I am for the last 20 years. You know, being around the Def Jam family.
Right.
So outside of that, knowing that I was on H Street today and, you know, my man was showing me a bar and I came outside the bar and it's like, oh my God, it was like around 15 people want to take pictures. But, you know, we sign on, you know, for that. So you can't be like, you know, you can't be crazy about it. You know, like I love the fact that people appreciate my character or who I am when they see it on the show. And I embrace people when they walk up to me. I don't care who it is. You know, like I'm a black man. I'm a regular man. And I love everybody.
That's what's up.
Question for you. Give me one instance about you being on the show that didn't sit well with you, something that bothered you that happened on the show, either with you or with someone else.
This season with the old Walter thing, I think it's kind of annoying for the fact that they you know, people put things out there about him that really isn't so, and he's not there to defend himself. Because the guys on the show really don't have a voice. The only reason why people know me is because I don't, you know, like I'm not just going to lay back and let it be all about my wife and I don't have a say so when they show me in a particular direction that I'm not really crazy for. So I'm always going to like speak up for myself. Mm-hmm. I want people, you know, and it worked for me because when people see me, they're like, oh my God, you're the realest dude. You know what I'm saying? There's nobody that my complexion on television, not cable, you know, not cable.
Team dark skin.
You
exactly,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
Exactly.
I can relate with
exactly.
you.
Exactly. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. If you watch regular TV or cable TV, ain't nobody like me. I know without a doubt I'm the realest dude on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm showing them, you know, I'm showing them a segment of a community that they never get to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a Jamaican cat that bred in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Live in Miami. I'm an international dude. You know, I live in England. You know, and when they see me, they're gonna get 100% of what the realness is. I'm not gonna try to dress up anything for television. I'm just gonna be who I am. You know, it's a reality show.
Right.
You got to give them who you are. I'm not gonna try to pretend. It's nothing is contrived about me and my wife. What you see is what it is.
And I like Cynthia because she seems real. She seems genuine.
Well, everyone that knows Cynthia Bailey know that that's who she is for the last 25 years of her being in this model industry. Mm-hmm. She's an extremely nice person. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of people would try to take advantage of it. And, like, I see BS a mile out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Unlike my wife. You know, so, you know, I have to be there to be the protector.
Right. Speaking of being real, did you see any warning signs between Cordell and Porsche that divorce was, you know, coming?
Absolutely not, because I really don't know them that well. You know what I'm saying? The first time I was introduced to them is when we were going down to Anguilla. You know, and I know they probably, it's first time. It's very hard. If you know, like if you're not mature enough, and you're not you and your spouse is not on the same. Y'all don't really know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is not the type of show for you to go on.
Gotcha.
Because the camera is not going to miss anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you lying, the camera's going to pick it up. People are going to see it. And they're going to blast you on Instagram and on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You brought up social media.
Yeah.
How do you react to that? Does it bother you when people coming at you side?
Man, you know, like NeNe advice to me.
What?
NeNe advice to me when we first started shooting this show is like, do not go on Twitter. Because there's always going to be a segment
right
of haters out there. No matter what you do, there's going to be someone hating what you do. You know, and I, of course, I'm curious. So I'm going to go and I'll see somebody say some really mean things. And then I usually just scroll over to see how many followers they have. And those people usually have two or three people following them. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. But you know, I can't really get to see what I can't really get to say what I want to say because then my wife will shut me down. Like, you cannot go on Twitter anymore.
Edit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Peter Thomas, so what are you in the DMV for?
Well, I am looking for a location for Bar One to bring to the sexy city. You know what I'm saying? Bar One is something I keep on telling people I'm going to do around 5 of these in the next 3 years. You know, the one in Atlanta is off the chain. So if you ever go to Atlanta, you got to go to Bar One. It's
tell them you sent us.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm opening actually 2 bars in Charlotte in the next 3 months. Okay. Bar Sports One and Bar One. Mm-hmm. And then the next city that I'm looking at is D.C. You know what I'm saying? I want to be where my people are and where my people is beautiful and where my people is getting that money.
Okay, well, you're in the right place then.
That's what it is.
Peter Thomas hanging out. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. It's a pleasure. 93.9 WKYS. That's how we do it.